Want to bring greetings to each one this morning and welcome to this part of the service. It's actually the first time we've gathered here this year, isn't it? It's been good to fellowship other places, but it's good to be back here at home again. Want to welcome all the Bible school people here with us today. I have to think of all the It's been a lot of years since I came home from Bible school, but I remember the energized feeling and invigoration that I felt, and it just seemed like ready to face the world and make a difference. I don't know how much difference it actually made. I don't know how much difference is going to come up from here, but I know the potential is there. The potential is great. I'd like to have you turn to Luke chapter 10 this morning. This chapter is just chock full of episodes that portray the power of God in a little different way, and tells us what's important. But in Luke 10, Jesus is sending out the 70. And he gave them a lot of power. And they were impressed. People were impressed. Great things were done. And I have to think about that in relation to you young people this morning. You have a lot of potential. You have a lot of energy. Potential is the best word I can think of. And just like these people that Jesus sent out two by two, it says he sent them out to every place that he himself would come. And they went out and they preached the word, they healed the sick, they cast out demons, and they were really excited about what was on their hands. And then Jesus told them this one thing that was so important. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to pick out different places here. And he says in verse 20, he says, "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." And you know, I think that for every one of us here this morning, no matter what our age is, that is something that is precious beyond words, and it should be, if that is real. Now, I'm going to come back to this a little bit later, but let's look at some of the other episodes that are listed in this chapter. Verse 25, he says, "A certain lawyer stood up tempting him and said, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said unto him, 'What is written in the law? How readest thou?' And he answering said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said unto him, 'Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live.' But he, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?'" And now we have the story of the Good Samaritan. And we know that story well. This man found himself in a very unfortunate place. And first there was a priest that came down, and he walked on the other side. I remember years ago when I was a little boy, we went on a church picnic, and they played this out in a skit in Sunday afternoon, and that really was impressive to me. See these big guys come out and beat this guy all up and leave him there, and pretty soon, I don't know if Robert was in on that one or not, but he might have been. He might have been one of those, but I don't remember who all they were, but they were all, I was just little, and so I don't remember. But anyhow, there was this priest that came by, and he just walked around him, and the Levite came by, and he walked around him, and then the Samaritan came and took care of him, and we know the story, what it says, and then Jesus came back to the question again, And he says, which now of these three was neighbor? And the answer, of course, was he that showed mercy. And Jesus says, go do thou likewise. And then right after that, we have this, the story of Mary and Martha. And Jesus comes to the house, and Martha receives him with open arms. And she wants to do all kinds of things for him. And Mary is there just listening to his word. Martha is wanting to serve. Mary is wanting to listen. And everybody that I know of says Mary was the better person. Why? Martha was one that was wanting to serve. And we just had the episode where this Samaritan was serving. And Jesus said, you should do the same. So what's the lesson here? Here we have these right back to back. I think the lesson backs up to where he was talking to this lawyer, where he said, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And if he has that, he has it all. If he has that, he has everything. He has our compassion. He has our money. He has our life. He has it all. And you know, I don't know how long we have to live before we realize that we don't have any more to give, but I know that I need to grow in that area as well. But I think that's what he's saying here. He's not belittling Martha for her service, because all of us enjoy that. I'm not saying that because of that. I don't think that's the lesson that he's saying here. He's just saying, you know, a relationship with Jesus is the most important thing that you can have. And he said, Mary has this. There's nothing that's going to supersede that. But in reality, it was that is going to be translated into life, where other people are going to see and feel the influence that Christ has in us, because it's through that that he works today. Now let's back up just a little bit further and see what Jesus told the 70 that were sent out. He said, to his disciples there that were right around him right at this point. Verse 23, he said unto his disciples, blessed are the eyes which see the things which ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that ye hear and have not heard them. You know, and I think that's so true in the time and place that we find ourselves today. Most of us didn't choose to be born in a country where the word of God is freely given. Nobody chooses where they are to be born, but we are here. We're enjoying blessings that are just a thought to many people in the world. We recently got a flyer from CAM, one of many organizations that are pleading for Bibles for people that don't have. And, you know, if I'd ask any one of you this morning, you couldn't give me an accurate number of Bibles that you have in your home. None of you could. You don't know. You don't know how many there are there. And there it is. We have so many. And there's so much of the world would say, hey, just you have the things, and do we appreciate it? Is that real to us? Is it important to us? Is the message that Jesus, this is what he has for us, is that important to us? Is our relationship with him precious to us, to us this morning? So he says, there are many people down through time that have wanted the things that you have and don't have them. And I think that's where we find ourselves today. And so, you know, we are a blessed people. And when we are that, then it needs to not be hoarded, but shared and be a blessing to those around us. So that's the best thing that can happen for a good experience, is to share it with those around and be a blessing to those. And we were participants of many blessings in the last number of weeks, and just yesterday we got a big basket of things that Brother James had brought us, at us in behalf of the church, and we enjoy that. That's thank you so much. But more than that, I just enjoy seeing the work of God going in real life in that way. Let's stand for prayer.